Curtis Smith as Verdon's newest Citizen of the Year. He officially received the accolade during the town of Verdon's annual appreciation dinner at Tundra Oil and Gas Place on December 2. Now retired after working as a maintenance tradesperson with Fort La Bosse School Division, Smith was a runner-up for the award in 2022. This year, he was chosen over two other nominees, Lisa Williams and Francis Lansing. Kel Smith and the 2022 winner, Herbwar Kentin, put his name forward. Curtis more than fits the criteria for this honor, they wrote. Curtis has served in the fire service for over 45 years, including as a lieutenant in the Wallace District Fire Department. He continues in a leadership role in mentoring junior firefighters. Smith's involvement with the Royal Canadian Legion, Verdon Branch No. 8, dates back to 1980. He has been an executive member for over 16 years and has recently been elected for another term as branch president. Curtis spends countless hours at the Legion, looking after the finances, the overall operations, providing maintenance, cleaning where necessary. You name it, Curtis does it, whatever it takes to ensure the Legion is a functioning, sustainable entity in our community. Smith's behind-the-scenes efforts in assisting veterans and clearing snow for his elderly neighbors were also highlighted. The town of Verdon is fortunate that Curtis and his wife Linda chose Verdon to be their home and be such an active volunteer in our community. Smith's remarks were brief and heartfelt. Thank you very much, he said. What an honor. As I get older, I hope that as leaders in the community that younger folks take on that same challenge. We're only here to support each other, make a better life for each and every one of us. It's unbelievable to be nominated by Kel Smith and Herbwar Kentin. Those are two leaders that I have to recognize for giving me the motivation to do everything for anybody you can, and I'm only here for whatever the community needs. Thank you very much for the opportunity to serve and hope I can do better next year. A certificate of acknowledgement was presented by Mayor Tina Williams and Smith's name will be engraved on an honor plaque. Years of service: Michelle LaCroix, Parks and Recreation, and Jordan Nescar, Utilities, received recognition for 10 years of service. Peter Enns, Parks and Recreation, and Maurice Colonel, Public Works Foreman, were acknowledged on their retirement. Colonel has served with the town of Verdon for 36 years. He began as a general laborer in 1987, rising through the ranks until being promoted to Public Works Foreman in 2006, a position he occupied until his retirement in April of this year. Terry Johnson and Maxine Chashoun, both past councillors, reflected on their time working with Colonel. Chashoun commented on the cleanliness of the public workshop and vehicles as a testament to his standards and dedication to his job. The trucks were always kept clean and the shop was always very nicely organized and kept clean to the best of everyone's ability, Chashoun said. I think that shows the pride that you had in our town, not only because of your job but because of the way you wanted it to look to other people. Count. Bruce Dunning, unable to attend the dinner, sent a congratulatory message. Colonel was hired during his first term on council. Thank you for your many years of dedicated and unselfish contributions to the town of Verdon, and I hope you have a very enjoyable retirement, Dunning wrote. Maurice cared so much about our community. He simply could not walk away without making sure everything was looked after, said Chief Administrative Officer Rhonda Stewart, who worked closely with him throughout his tenure. Over the years, his dedication has continued to be demonstrated, such as assisting with special events and even keeping in contact with the cemetery manager to ensure snow was cleared where necessary. Stewart also expressed appreciation to Colonel's wife Candace and his family for their patience and understanding when he had to leave important family functions on occasion, such as when the town was being impacted by flooding. She recalled a recent meeting with local physician Dr. Jennifer Hamill where she expressed appreciation for Colonel's quick response when the airport runway had to be cleared of snow during emergencies to facilitate the landing of the life flight aircraft. Colonel has continued to work as a consultant, assisting with projects and the transition to a new foreman, which the town is currently recruiting for.